In this verse, the word Matirna Krishne refer to devotional service rendered to Krishna. So-called politicians, erudite scholars, and philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita try to twist some meaning from it to suit their own material purposes, but their understandings of Krishna will not yield them any profit. Because such politicians, philosophers, and scholars are interested in using Bhagavad Gita as a vehicle for adjusting things material, for them constant thought of Krishna or Krishna consciousness is impossible. Matirna Krishne. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 18:55, Bhakti Amam Avijananti, only through devotional service can one understand Krishna as he is. The so-called politicians and scholars think of Krishna as fictitious. The politicians say that his Krishna is different from the Krishna depicted in the Bhagavad Gita. Even though he accepts Krishna and Rama as the supreme, he thinks of Rama and Krishna as impersonal because he has no idea of the service of Krishna. Thus, his only business is puna punas chavita javananam, chewing the chewed again and again. The aim of so-called politicians and academic scholars is to enjoy this material world with their bodily senses. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that those who are griha-rata, whose only aim is to live comfortably within the body and the material world, cannot understand Krishna. The two expressions, griha-rata and charvita-charvananam, indicate that a materialistic person tries to enjoy sense gratification in different bodily forms, life after life, but they still remain unsatisfied. In the name of personalism, the ism or that ism, such persons always remain attached to the materialistic way of life, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita 2:44. Bhogaisvayam prashaktanam daya prahita chetasam vyavyasatmika buddhi samado na vidhiyate. Translation. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and materialistic opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord does not take place. Unquote. Those who are attached to material enjoyment cannot be fixed in devotional service to the Lord. They cannot understand Bhagavan, Krishna, or his instructions, Bhagavad Gita. Adantir gobir visitam tadishram. Their path actually leads them towards hellish life. As confirmed by Rishabhdev, Mahatseva Dharam Ahur Vimukta. One must try to understand Krishna by serving a devotee. The word Mahat refers to a devotee. Mahatmanas tumam partam daivam prakriti asritaha bhajanti anya manasam dhyantvam bhutadim avyayam. O son of Prita, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. And that's from Bhagavad Gita 9:13. Mahatma is one who is constantly engaged in devotional service 24 hours a day. As explained in the following verses, unless one adheres to such a great personality, one cannot understand Krishna. Hiranyakashipu wanted to know where Prahlad had gotten this Krishna consciousness. Who had taught him? Prahlad sarcastically replied, "My dear father, persons like you can never understand Krishna. One can understand Krishna only by serving a great soul, Mahatma. Those who try to adjust material conditions are said to be chewing the chewed. No one has been able to adjust material conditions, but life after life, generations after generations, people try and repeatedly fail. Unless one is properly trained by a Mahatma or unalloyed devotee of the Lord, there is no possibility of understanding Krishna and his devotional service." End of purport. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyanajana Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Staptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadanti Swampadantikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, this is one of the key verses in the Srimad Bhagavatam, often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. And here, his purport pretty much emphasizes the futility of in name only, or in presenting something real but not having the credentials. In other words, there's no adhikari, no abilities. Prahlad Maharaj is responding to his demoniac father, Hiranyakashipu, who is, you know, wondering where Prahlad is getting all this knowledge from. And Prahlad basically says, you know, you'll never understand. Even if I try to explain it to you, you still won't understand. But still, because Prahlad is compassionate, he tries to explain to his father for the benefit of everyone. But his father can never understand, nor can anyone who has material tendencies, or we might say is on the path of material success, can understand Krishna. Those who are still attached to this material world and actively try to fulfill those attachments can never understand bhakti. One may be still have material attachments, but one should give up the idea of trying to fulfill them. And then one can begin to understand the process of bhakti. But as long as one is still pursuing material sense gratification with the name of finding success and happiness through that process, one can never approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead in devotional service. So Prabhupada points out such persons as philosophers and politicians and scholars who present themselves as being learned on these subject matters and make grand speeches. I guess we might say that Prabhupada was writing this verse or this purport thinking about the politicians of India, we might say. You don't find Western politicians so much glorifying Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita or scripture. But in India, it's quite common that people will, because of the culture, because of the background, because of the piety, people will take such pure scripture and adjust the meaning in such a way as to fulfill material, what we say, desires. That somehow or other, by following Krishna's words, you know, then all the material situations will be nice. You know, we can have nice family, we can have nice society, we can be, you know, you can elect the best officials, you know. But this knowledge is powerful, but in the hands of persons with wrong motivations, it's deadly. It's really deadly. Because they take the pure knowledge and, what do you say, as Prabhupada said, twist some meaning out of it. And what Prabhupada was, before Prabhupada has his own Bhagavad Gita, this was in the early days of Krishna consciousness, he was using a Gita by Ramakrishna, I believe it was. And there was one, of course, we all know this verse, Manmana Bhava Mad Bhakto Mamyuji Mam Namaskaru. Krishna says, always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, offer your homage to me, like that. So Prabhupada had the verse read, and then he also called for the purport, which is Ramakrishna's purport. This was way back in the early days in the 60s. And in the purport, this illustrious personality made statements such as, well, it's not to Krishna you have to surrender, it's to the unborn, unmanifested aspect within Krishna. So, as soon as that was read, it was interesting, Prabhupada's response was like a lion. In fact, it says that he actually hit his fist on the table. Just see, what a rascal. Krishna is saying, surrender to me. And this person is saying, don't surrender to Krishna. You have to surrender to something other than Krishna, but it's like Krishna. It's an unborn, impersonal aspect. So although Krishna is factual, and he appeared, and there's historical references, people take him as being just some imagination, some, what we say, way of using the perfect material philosophy in a way that helps to fulfill their desires in this world. You know, spiritual philosophy can be applied in a materialistic way to have a nice material world. But that's not the purpose of spiritual philosophy. It's to raise our consciousness away from the material world. Therefore, anyone who in name only presents spiritual philosophy, it's like, I guess the example is used, if a thief is a thief, when everyone says, all right, oh, there's a thief, he's captured. But if a police officer is a thief dresses up as a police officer, then you might go to that police officer protection, but you'll get something different. So those who are pretentiously presenting the truth but have no qualifications and their motivations are different are worse than the gross materialists who are simply attached to material life. Because pretension is worse than what we say, one who admits or one obviously is not spiritual. So these politicians, everyone cheers. Yeah, oh, wonderful speech. He's glorifying Bhagavad Gita. But there's so many examples of how they simply use. Therefore, sometimes they title themselves Mahatma. Mahatma means great soul. And Krishna uses the word Mahatma throughout the Bhagavad Gita to describe people who take to devotional service. But here is the dividing line, that unless one is engaged or taking shelter of one in devotional service, there's really no meaning to their speeches or to their presentations or to their philosophies or to their eulogies, glorifications, you know. Prabhupada was in Kurukshetra. He was in Kurukshetra. So some of the representatives of some of the temples in Kurukshetra, the place where Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, they met Prabhupada and say, we are having a big mela, big satsang, and there'll be so many sadhus and holy men. We want you to come. And actually, we want you to be the keynote speaker, but there will be other speakers also. So, Prabhupada agreed. Now, Prabhupada was supposed to speak last, and that was the schedule. Now, here's all these yogis and impersonalists, and they're getting up and they're speaking. And it's all in Hindi. Hindi or Marathi or whatever. It was, nothing was in English. And all the devotees were, they're all from America, so nobody could understand anything. And it was good. They didn't understand anything. So they were speaking, these yogis, and Prabhupada was just so upset you could see him. But he was like, tolerating it. Finally, it came to his turn for speaking. And he basically just geared his talk saying that none of you know anything about Bhagavad Gita. He didn't talk about Bhagavad Gita. He talked about the fact that none of you know anything about Bhagavad Gita. And he just went on and on and on, tearing apart all their speeches in Hindi. And the devotees didn't know what was going on, but everybody in the crowd did. They were getting quite restless, and some people were leaving, and some people were just like shocked. Well, here's the keynote speaker, and he's just attacking everybody. So at the end, you know, Prabhupada got into a car, he was driving away, and he said to his devotees, "I just smashed him. I smashed him." They were just, they said they knew Bhagavad Gita, but they didn't know anything about Bhagavad Gita. They had their own, what we say, twisted interpretations. So Prabhupada wasn't patronizing anyone in the name of, you know, having some nice organ. He wanted the truth to be explained. And if people could speak the truth, even if they were coming from another tradition, then that was glorious. So here, it's interesting because what is the qualification? One has to take shelter of Krishna's representative. And therefore, Prabhupada ends the purport by saying that one, unless one is taking full shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna's representative, they have no qualifications to understand Krishna, nor the scriptures related to Krishna at all. So here's the qualification. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying the same thing, that these people, you can never instruct them. Even if you give them instructions, they'll never understand. Even if other people give them instructions, they will never understand. And even if combination of various types of people give them instructions, because they're attached to material life and their own, what we say, misconceptions, they will never understand. That is the way of transcendental knowledge. It can never be understood by people who still have motivations for materialism. So what is the qualification for success in the process of bhakti? Is to be a Kinchana Gochara. That means no desire to enjoy this material world anymore. Or no desire to attempt to enjoy this material world. Even if one is filled, kama sarva kama uva, moksha kama udharati, tivrena bhakti yogena, yajeta purushampuram. Even if one is filled with all material desires, it doesn't mean you're disqualified from making progress. But what is the disqualification? If you're still trying to fulfill those material desires. That's the difference. So one may be saturated with material desires, but one should come to the platform of understanding that it's futile to try to fulfill these desires. Jai Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. Shishi Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes this very instructive verse in the Bhagavad Gita. It's probably one of my favorite verses. In the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and materialistic opulence, and who are bewildered by such things, the resolute determination for devotional service to the Supreme Lord doesn't take place. Bhakti, is it easy or is it difficult? I think if we read the scriptures and hear from the acharyas, we find that both statements are given. Isn't it? You hear that. Bhakti is really easy and bhakti is very difficult. So what is it? Seems contradictory. But what there is a feature that makes it easy, and without that feature, it's difficult. That's the understanding. And what is that feature? Determination. And Prabhupada writes that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the fourth canto, eighth chapter, 30th verse, in the purport, Prabhupada said, the difference between bhakti being easy and difficult is one thing, determination. If you don't have determination, it's difficult. So that's the difference. So if you want to know what it is, it depends on determination, that's all. And what is determination? How to get determination? Something that might be the next question. How do you become determined? Well, but becoming determined means giving up the desire for sense gratification. Because by giving up the desire for sense gratification and engaging in devotional service, one can become determined. But if one is still trying to fulfill material desires and execute devotional service, you can't become determined, nor can you make much progress. It's very difficult. It's practically impossible. It's like trying to mix what they say, water and oil together and expect them to come into one, you know, homogeneous solution. They don't mix. Material desires and the process of purifying material desires are contrary. When you engage in devotional service, you're trying to get rid of material desires. When you're trying to fulfill them, at the same time try to get rid of them, doesn't make sense, does it? So that is the understanding of this verse that Prabhupada is quoting from Bhagavad Gita, that without determination and with those who are too much attached, you can preach to them, you can speak to them, you can try anything, you can even, you know, use the most, what we say, organizational methods, and still people will not be able to understand. People will not be understand. So we still try. In our preaching, we still do various programs to reach the materialist, and we show Krishna consciousness in such a way that here's a higher form of happiness. You want material desires. Why? Because you want to be happy by fulfilling those desires. Well, why don't you try this? This actually fulfills your material desires in a way that is better than what you're doing. So we present Krishna consciousness in a way that makes you happy, you know, through chanting, dancing, eating nice food, reading nice philosophy, associating with nice people, like that. And that's what people do, but they do it in a materialistic way to fulfill their senses. So Krishna consciousness looks like sense gratification, but it's not. It's sense satisfaction. Because the senses on the material level can never be satisfied. And Krishna says that in Gita. Yehi samsparsa ja bhoga dukha yoni yevate avanta vanta kunte anate shubhamate buddha. He says material sense gratification leads to suffering. That's all it does. And it's not a platform of happiness, it's a platform of misery. But sense contact with the senses and spiritual sense objects changes the materialistic senses into spiritual senses, or uncovers our spiritual senses, whereas one can experience real pleasure because material senses can't experience real pleasure. Only spiritual senses can experience real pleasure. So material senses are covering spiritual senses. So as we engage in devotional service, we're destroying those coverings over the spiritual senses. And then when we come in contact with the spiritual energy, that's called bliss. That brings about. So this is one of the most, I think, instructive verses in this section here, that the qualification for making progress in the devotional service is to take shelter of those who are engaged in devotional service. Don't try, Prabhupada said, don't try to adjust material energy. He says people have been trying to do that from time immemorial, and all they get is what? Punas punas cha cha vananananam. Chewing the chewed. What does it mean to chew the chewed? That means something has already been tried and it's been rejected, and then someone else takes it and tries it again. I can think of a material example. When I used to go to school, you know, when I was a little kid, still not much better than that now, but when I was a real little kid, we would sit in the schools and we have our desks. And underneath the desk, there would always be this bubble gum, chewing gum, and someone would chew it and stick it under the desk, right? And then you would, every desk was just filled with all this chewing gum. I think it was like, there wasn't a desk that wasn't. No matter where you were sitting, there was always so much chewing gum. At least my experience, anyway. Yeah? Yeah. So if you think, wow, look at all this chewing gum. There's different colors. It's really nice looking, you know, and it's even shaped differently. So let me take some and try it out. And so you just pick it up and you start doing what other people did to it already. And what do you get? Nothing. It's just dry. There's nothing else. So that's material life. Everyone's trying it, can't stop. What is that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam? They see, but they don't see. Panasapi panasyati. Everyone is seeing, everyone is trying material sense gratification over and over, and everyone is not becoming happy, but let me try it anyway. I'm different. I can do it. Everyone else failed, but I have a way that no one else has tried yet. Yes, that's the nature of the restless mind. It always has these, what we say, dictations that you can just somehow or other succeed where everyone else has not. So that's material life. So therefore, stop trying to adjust. This Prabhupada says, life after life. He says, not only say life after life, generation after generation, people try and repeatedly fail to adjust material conditions. But the scriptures say, even if you adjust them, you can't get what you're not entitled to get. Because, karma is already allotted. Daiva, karma, daiva, natrena. That one takes birth in this material world, and you get what you're supposed to get. You can't change your material happiness. You can't change your material suffering. That's the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that verse? Tasyaivo hetu pratite na kovito, na labhyate ta brahmata uparyada, ta labhyate dukana anri sukham kalena sarvatra gambira ramhasa. That people try for material happiness, but still material miseries come. Why? Because that's the way the world is. So don't try for material happiness, and don't try to stop material distress. Just engage in devotional service, that's all. And then you can transcend both so-called material happiness and distress. That is intelligence. So Prahlad Maharaj is speaking powerful words. He goes on. The next two verses are also, they follow this verse. And the principles become even deeper in understanding the attachment of materialistic persons and how to get away from that attachment. So no matter who they are, if someone is not engaged in devotional service, no matter what their qualifications, no matter what their presentations are, they still remain, what we say, entangled by the material energy. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving powerful instructions. He's teaching us that otherwise one is destined, even by good intentions, one will go to hell if they're not engaged in devotional service. That's basically what he's saying. Okay, so any questions?